Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams in the follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
KM to AM, Keith McPherson on The Fan. This is my last show before I head down to Tampa, and I'll be off for a week, and I think C-Mac will take my spot, and you'll get to hear some of the young talent and different voices that we have here at WFAN. And the Keith McPherson haters, however many of you are left, you'll get a little break. So, yeah, make sure you don't miss next week on The Fan. But for tonight, we're going to hit on everything. OG Anunoby and the Knicks, DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Gerrit Cole and the banged up Yankees. I know St. John's is the first team to ever get snubbed, and I'm certainly glad that I didn't give Aaron Rodgers much time last week as far as the whole vice president thing went. People gave it way more time online with my name in it than I did on air. But speaking about being online, you know, I always let you guys know that that's where I came from. I don't believe that I get to WFAN if social media doesn't exist, if podcasts and all of those things that allow us to put ourselves out there for free, where you could be spotted and found. I don't think that I get this opportunity without having a lot of myself out there on the internet. And it's good and it's bad. You know, I came in last week. I did some meditation. I came in last week. I talked about how everybody was attacking Tiki Barber, and that was just the easy thing to do for the week online. But man, this next thing is something that I spoke on last week late at night. And if you got the kids riding in the back seat of the car, you may want to change the station, not because of me, but because of the subject matter. You know, I did this rant and I spoke on this, and I'm honestly tired of speaking about it. But I did it with Fleegs here at like 1:30 in the morning. And Fleegs commended me when I was done. And I realized that like that rant and that conversation isn't something that we should hide here at The Fan. It's not something that should be done while everyone's sleeping. So I clipped some of it. I put it on my TikTok. I put it on my Instagram and Twitter. But I'm aware that there's so many of you that don't ever see that stuff and will never hear that stuff from me. So with my last show tonight, we're going to talk about Trevor Bauer. I'm just tired of it, folks. And kids that don't understand the things that I'm going to talk about, I mean, we don't really want to know half the things that we could know about Trevor Bauer. So why did Trevor Bauer come up today? I mean, his name has been thrown around for the last month or two. He was right here in this studio with BT and Sal, and I listened to that whole interview, and I think I might have been confused at the time maybe I did have a take that said, oh, yeah, well, you know, he's probably going to get signed. I even thought that maybe the hated Astros would sign him, right? The MLB script writers would make that guy go, you know, sign with the villains. But no, they're down a bunch of arms. Lance McCullers, Justin Verlander, Urquidy, and they will spend the money to sign Blake Snell before they sign this guy for the league minimum. Why? 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 I heard Evan Roberts last week allude to why. Why? So it comes up today that the Yankees will face Trevor Bauer on Sunday in Mexico when they take on Diablos Rojos. It's funny because I'll be down in Tampa and my son's passport came today. We were actually thinking about swinging it from Tampa to Mexico City. My wife and I both want to go to Mexico City, but I don't want to put my baby on that many flights. But I'm like, man, this popped up. How great would it be to go see the Yankees in Mexico? Well, I guess Trevor Bauer had the same idea. And for all you Trevor Bauer supporters out there that are helicoptering in, that, I mean, let's say I don't know half as much as you do, or you know more than me, or whatever. I'm just having a hard time with the sign Trevor Bauer. I'm having a hard time with the calls like, hey, Keith, this is X from X. And, you know, why don't we sign Trevor Bauer with Garrett Cole's injury? Before that, it was Kodai Senga. Why don't the Mets take a flyer on Trevor Bauer? They almost signed him before he became a Dodger. Well, he signed with the Asian Breeze to face the Dodgers minor leaguers 2 weeks ago. And nothing really came of it outside of what he put out there and what his agent put out there. And I just don't want to take too many more calls on it, but we will tonight to have this conversation because we got to do better, fellas. We got to do better as men, as grown men, not the young guys that don't get it. I'm talking about the grown men that are married men, or just, you don't even have to be a married man. Let's start with sons that love their mothers. And fathers who have daughters, and guys that just understand as a man what you are as a slightly physically more dominant species. Like, you know, it's hard to talk about what this guy actually did and why he's blackballed right now. He is suspended. He faced an A-Rod type suspension. And I'm tired of the whataboutisms as well. Oh, well, what about Domingo Herman? Or what about Chapman? Or what about Familia I got to call on? What about Jose Reyes I got to call on? That was in the past, and things have certainly changed. 877-337-6666. Hopefully this will be the last night that I got to talk about this guy. I'll go on vacation. I'll come back. We'll be days away from opening day, and we'll have real baseball, and I'm not sure that this guy will be on one of 30 Major League Baseball teams. He's already played for 10% of the league, and I think the other 90% knows not to touch him. Why? I hate that I'm on the internet so much, but the internet is a dark place, and Twitter has become the dark web, and the things that we've learned about Trevor Bauer are extremely dark. And one Lindsey Hill has been posting a lot on Twitter, at Lindsey Hill with 4 L's, I believe, in her name, maybe 5. It's actually her. It's actually her. And if you heard my rant last week, I read some of her tweets, right? So let's go back a little bit to that. You know, somebody had tweeted to Lindsey Hill, who Lindsey Hill, for those listening, is the main girl that we saw the video of, where she kind of wink-winked in the video. Two things can be true. I think that young lady was out to extort him, blackmail him, get money out of him, yeah. But I also think that he cornered her, had her in his lair, and some other things went on that they're honestly tough to talk about. So someone said, I've been ranting on this the last couple months. Bauer is scared of the MLB investigation being made public. It's likely why he settled his defamation case. She quote tweets that and says, it's exactly why he settled, because I would have used every single piece of evidence from all the victims in the investigation that was never public. Okay, so now Lindsey Hill, who has changed her appearance, dyed her hair, who many of us say, and I just was reading this on my own Instagram, at Keith McPherson, and my TikTok, at Keith McPherson, people acting like I'm part of the problem, right? You're the reason why he's getting blackballed. You're the reason why this guy can't get a fair shake. If he was black, I bet you'd defend him. No, not at all. I use Deshaun Watson as an example. I'll never root for Deshaun Watson. But the parallel between Deshaun Watson was that it started off as like a handful of women, then it was 10, then it was 15, then it was 20, 23. Like, there are more than one victim. There are more than one, there's more than one case. This is a girl, Lindsay Hill, goes on today in her video to say there's a case going on in Arizona. But so many guys that are so focused on baseball, so stuck in the sports world, entertainment, don't understand in the real world, this guy was an absolute predator. This guy did things to women that's hard to speak of on air. We were able to do it a little bit more late at night, but I don't want to do this right now while it's still somewhat light out and there might be a young person in the car. But I ask you as a man to not think about your starting rotation, not think about your franchise, but to think about the fact that there is way more than we know out there on this guy, and we don't want to know about this guy. 877-337-6666. Lindsay Hill is now, she knows she's the face of it. She's out there talking about it. She says, to be clear, none of the women involved in the Bauer investigation, including myself, want to be talking about this. We all have wanted to move on with our lives for years now. Trevor continues to lie and drag us through the media repeatedly. The more he lies, the more we're focused to speak up and vindicate ourselves again after we already did this with the MLB arbitration hearing. The death threats, including hundreds made to my family, have to stop. I'm not scared of Trevor Bauer anymore. Neither are any of the women. The public has seen 1/10 of the evidence that has traumatized multiple women and their families for years. So basically what she's saying is, and this hit home for me. You know, these young ladies, these women that were victims, or whether they, you know, whatever situation it was, how they got there, they don't want to be on the news. They don't want to be on baseball Twitter. They want to move on with their lives. Fellas, imagine you start dating a girl and you don't know everything about her past, but maybe 3-4 years ago, she ran into Trevor Bauer. Because I don't have any sympathy for this guy because of the status that he had. You guys remember him strutting around like he's Conor McGregor on the mound. This guy throwing the ball over the center field wall when Terry Francona came to try and get the ball from him, tell him his day was done. His bravado online, he was Mr. Untouchable. And it's insane to me that he had all of these skeletons in his closet and is now out here lobbying to try and get back into baseball. And there are so many grown men that are saying he deserves a second shot. What about this? What about that? We should sign Trevor Bauer. No, you're thinking wrong. Think about if that was your girl. Think about if that was your little sister. Think about if that was your daughter who slid into this guy's DMs because he himself said he was very much on Twitter and Instagram on the internet. And his DMs were open. Where that's how he was connecting with these women. And these women are thinking, oh, I'm getting this famous MLB ball player who's rich and who knows. And yeah, there's always different motives. But I don't think anybody's motive is to get beat up. I don't think anyone's motive is to get knocked unconscious. I don't think anyone's motive is to extort in exchange for being absolutely taken advantage of. And it's sad that this is where we are. And even on this station for months, multiple people have called every hour, and now it fired up again because the Yankees are going to face this guy. Multiple grown men have called this station to suggest the Yankees or the Mets signing Trevor Bauer. It's not happening. 0% chance, and it shouldn't happen. And we can't even talk about what this young lady went out there and said. If you want to go look for Lindsay Hill on Twitter, just go to my Twitter. That's what brought it back up today. I started clipping my rant from last week at 1 a.m. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what y'all want me to do because people are saying it's my fault. Oh, no, it's not my fault for being a man. It's not my fault for respecting women and understanding that this guy doesn't deserve a second chance. He made the big money. He had it. With great power comes great responsibility. How are you this Cy Young winning multi-millionaire ace when you're on the field during the day, but at night you are a predator? You are an abuser, an assaulter, a serial one at that. 877-337-6666. So trust, we don't want to know. This young lady goes on to talk about tapes that he filmed with his GoPro. Remember when he banged up his hand when he was pitching for the then Cleveland Guardians because he had a drone and he was messing with the drone and the drone blades cut up his fingers? Not too bright. Well, yeah, I know that the guy's into all types of cameras and technology. Lindsey Hill alleges that he's got a GoPro and he sent these tapes to the women, and those tapes have been brought into the courtroom for everyone to see. Embarrassing. She said there's evidence that his lawyers have used in the courtroom, forcing the victims to watch it as they attack the women about what went on. And not everything is consensual, and it's super dark and alarming. But we have grown men saying, yo, we should take a flyer on him. He might be pretty good. The juice is not worth the squeeze. Not at all, folks. Not at all. So I would hope that before we get to this weekend and the Yankees facing Trevor Bauer, whoever is facing Trevor Bauer, split squad, Yankees are banged up, I would hope that you change your tune a little bit. It is not the fault of the media, myself, and anyone else who's
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Calling you, no, we don't want this guy. No, this guy shouldn't get a second chance. Just look for some things online. Think about your own relationships in your life. And that's exactly what I did as I went to college when you couldn't really film everything. You couldn't really go live. And I know multiple girls that I either dated or was friends with, and they had stories that of things that happened to them, with them being taken advantage of, with them being in compromising situations that they survived, and they didn't want to tell the authorities. They didn't even want to tell their dads, or even a guy friend like me, because it's traumatizing, it's hurtful, and it's something that you never wanted, you wished it never happened, but you'll never actually be able to remove. And I think that's the case with some of these women, that their faces and their names haven't been shown. They don't want to come forward to talk about Trevor Bauer, but there's also a part of them that's got to be sick to see how many baseball fans in every city in this country are saying, oh, he deserves a second shot. Sign Trevor Bauer. The answer is no, no, and hell no. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to talk about everything, but I realized the power of this microphone, this platform, and the fact that I did this rant and talked about this after I had multiple calls in the middle of the night after Cole went down. We don't bury this story. We don't hide from this one. We just tiptoe around the words for the listening audience. But for those that know, you know what I'm talking about. There is no whataboutums here. This guy is not under contract. He's not in the league. And they have a lot of reasons why I don't think he gets back. I may be wrong, but I highly doubt that. 877-337-6666. Yeah, I said the Yankees are banged up. My open tonight was going to be about tapering your expectations, Yankees fans. How I don't like to see our guys hurt, but I like to see our fan base not just say, World Series. You have to build a champion through these next 7 months. You have to become a World Series champion. We take it game by game, series by series, week by week, month to month. Juan Soto doesn't make this team a World Series champion. And we'll definitely talk about what Steve Cohen is seeing, what Steve Cohen felt this weekend looking at his club. He said a lot. And I don't know whether you believe him or not or whatever. I don't know how sold you are on this season. I see the Mets advertisements of FOMO, fear of missing opening day. And I see that the Yankees have plenty tickets available for opening day. We're almost there. St. John's got snubbed. Okay, so what? It happens every single year. The same people that didn't care about St. John's the past few years, now all of a sudden you care because Rick Pitino's here. Rick Pitino is a legend. But when did he get the most attention around St. John's? When he went viral for undressing the team. Pause. For basically telling everybody how bad they were. So we're going to take you at your word. They're not that good. Then they don't make the dance. And just because you ripped off 5-6 wins or whatever and you got some people's attention, it doesn't make you a lock. You were not a lock. There's no rating to make you a lock. Teams get snubbed every single year. And it's just another year that St. John's doesn't make the tournament. 877-337-6666. We'll talk about the bracket. I haven't filled mine out. I don't care as much about college sports because my job is to know about pro sports. That's another thing. We get calls, Keith, how come they don't talk about the college teams around here? What, UConn? They're not really around here. And Seton Hall got snubbed too. Well, it is what it is. Go play in the NIT. Oh, wait, you don't want to do that because you're already focused on next year. It is what it is. This will blow over as soon as the tournament starts. I got on last week. I said, this is madness. We need March Madness just to get us out of the NFL free agent frenzy. And, of course, we're going to talk about Russell Wilson and no guarantee play over Daniel Jones. And then Drew Locke says, oh, yeah, they didn't tell me that either. I don't care what you believe about the Giants and Daniel Jones. I don't think he's ready for training camp when the time comes. And I don't think the Giants love him. I definitely think there's buyer's remorse. And yeah, injuries, they're a part of New York sports. OG Anunoby, I mean, we're still waiting on Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson and the Knicks to get hold. And tick, 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 tick. Time is running out on this NBA season. And before you know it, we'll be in the playoffs. Playoffs, playoffs. The Jets want to make the playoffs. They got a whole new offensive line and more to do. And we've got more to do, but I want to break it down and we will give Trevor Bauer the proper conversation on The Fan on my show tonight. And if you want to call in and sell me on him, sure. And I'm sure by the time we have these calls come through, you'll understand that this is a lose-lose situation. And I know for sure here in New York, where MLB's headquarters are, MLB Network and Secaucus, obviously Park Avenue, then they moved to Avenue of the Americas. And you got the Mets and the Yankees. It's supposed to be the mecca of baseball. They're not bringing him to the main stage. No, because they don't want a bunch of people boycotting opening day, you know, with signs and passing out things. And then, like I said, it's a can of worms with this guy. We don't want to know. We really don't want to know. 877-337-6666. Another 5 hour KM to AM. We'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.